You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, where we'll look ahead to Wednesday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Dave Kellner, Sam Turner and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Good day to look forward to as well. It's Carlisle Bell Day at Carlisle, obviously. There's the Cumberland Plate on that card as well, and a good Phillies listed race. We've also got Salisbury and Worcester alongside that in the afternoon, Bath and Kempton in the evening, and a good card over in Nace, which includes the Nace Oaks Trial. My name is Mark Walton, and I'm joined in the studio to look ahead to the action by John O'Connell. How are you, John?
Not bad at all, Mark. Yourself?
Yes, very well indeed, thank you. Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. I believe this is your racing podcast debut for us.
It is indeed. Good to be here.
Yeah, good. Any listeners that want to know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
I've been on Racing UK for about the last 5.5 years. I've been an odds compiler for more like 25, 30 years. So I've done various things in the racing game.
Yeah, so hopefully you know what you're doing.
If I don't deny it by now, I'll never know. I'll never be able to do it.
Are you well as well? Obviously, a good time of year for racing fans. We've just had Royal Ascot. We've got good stuff coming up this weekend in the shape of the Irish Derby and such. In good form?
Yeah, Royal Ascot was obviously enjoyable. Fantastic festival there. And it's good to have a good midweek day's racing tomorrow with the Carlisle and Salisbury as well, because often we have to make do with pretty mundane stuff during the week. But tomorrow's definitely an exception. Some really good racing to look forward to.
Yeah, as far as Wednesdays go, not bad at all. A bit of news before we get stuck into Wednesday's racing. Obviously, Frankie Dettori grabbing the front pages at the moment. He's had to admit defeat in his bid to be fit in time to ride Cracksman in the Irish Derby. Looks like he's going to return at the July meeting, or is planning to anyway.
Yeah.
Good ride for Pat Smullen to pick up, who won the race last year, of course.
There'll be a lot of agents will have been forwarding their jockeys over the last 24 hours, yeah. And Pat Smullen has won. He's obviously got the fast experience of the course. I thought William Buick might have been in the running, but Pat's got the nod. Dermot Weld hasn't gone on for the race, and not a bad jockey to have on your side over there, is it?
No, not at all. He won the race last year on board Harzand, scuppering the Aidan O'Brien juggernaut on that occasion. Yep. In fact, Aidan O'Brien's actually had a little bit of a quiet spell in the race. He won it 7 years in a row from 2006 through to 2012, only once in the last 4 years, though.
Yeah, that's some lean spell, isn't it? Yeah.
With regards to this year's renewal, just while we're on the subject of the Irish Derby, looks like it's going to be a rematch between Cracksman and Wings of Eagles.
Yeah.
Wings of Eagles obviously coming on out on top at Epsom. Do you see him maintaining that form or confirming that form?
When they first went past the post at Epsom, I thought Cracksman would be the one to be with next time, because he was more in the heat of the battle throughout, and Wings of Eagles came very late and wide down the outside. I thought Cracksman, considering that he chased a very strong pace in the early stages, I think if they could probably ride the race again, he'd be a little bit further back, and I think he gets the chance to reverse the form on Saturday, and he might just do it.
Yeah, he's had less convictions than many as well, and he's only his third start in the Derby. He's still got plenty to learn, and he's going the right way still. So.
Yeah, John Gosden was very keen to get that extra race into him, which he didn't get us in the Dantley, and looking back, that might have been... He withdrew him on the soft ground that day, didn't he? And it ended up being not really soft at all. So he probably wishes he could have got that run into him at York, and it might have been a slightly different result come up sometime.
Mm. Has a chance to gain a little bit of compensation then in the Irish version of the Classic. On first impressions, when I first saw the Derby, I thought Wings of Eagles was a shock winner and the form wasn't very good. But the more I watch it, he's won it on merit, the way he's run into trouble during the race, and he's stayed on really strongly at the end.
That's exactly the same as I was thinking. My first thought was, he'll run this race again, he'll get a different result. I think he's actually probably a better horse than we gave him credit for as soon as they went past the post. But I think Cracksman was the right one. I think of all the horses he beat that day at Epsom 3 weeks ago, I think Cracksman is the one most likely to be able to reverse the form. And we'll see if he gets a chance on Saturday.
Mm. We're recording this at the time of five-day declaration, so we can't give you any betting at the moment. It looks like it's going to be Cracksman and Wings of Eagles at the top of the market. A few others in there, the likes of Capri that ran in the Derby, and Douglas MacArthur, who ran well for a long way in there as well. Chris Lotion also quoted before the market came down. So interesting renewal of the Irish Derby. We'll be able to talk more about that, of course, once the decks are out, and we'll be able to reflect on those on tomorrow's edition of the podcast. Right now, though, we're going to focus on Wednesday's racing. John's got four races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, good day of racing, as we've mentioned on Wednesday. We'll start with the race at Salisbury. We won't go through them in chronological order, and then we'll get stuck into the good card at Carlisle. The race that we've picked out at Salisbury is a pretty good one as well. It's the 3:40 there, which is the Byberry Cup handicap. It's over a mile and a half. We've got a field of eight set to go to post with this one. Three-year-olds in action here as well, so we've got some lightly raced, potentially progressive animals on show. And I suppose the interesting one in there would be Great Sound, trained by John Gosden. Only had the one start. It was a winning one. The old could-be-anything adage applies to him.
Yeah, this is a really good race. It's a 0-95, and the top-rated horse is only 87. So you think, well, it's £8 shy of the ceiling, but it's a really good quality race. You mentioned Great Sound. Just a one win so far at Chepstow 3 weeks ago. Did it nicely, considering the runner-up. Had a bit of an easy lead up front, so Great Sound's an expensive yearling. Done well to turn it round. That was on soft ground. Now, at the moment, we're talking good to firm ground, but there's rain coming in. Well, we've already seen it today, and Salisbury could well get some rain, and no surprise at all if it's going to be on the easy side tomorrow. So that'll help him from his Chepstow victory. That form hasn't been tested yet, so we don't know the strength of it at all.
Yeah.
So the handicap mark is hard to assess, but he looked visually just a nice type who can only go better.
So is he the selection here, or do you say with something that we know a little bit more about?
Well, the one I'm interested in is a horse called Here and Now of Rafe Beckett. Rafe Beckett trained the dam of this, who won the Oaks Look here, and had the three runs on the all-weather, and went to Chester last month for the big meeting there, turf debut. And it's fair to say this race has worked out fantastically well. The runner-up, Stradivarius, won the Queen's Vase next time up last week at Royal Ascot, the third home Jukebox Jiver since won at Sandown. The fourth horse home, Teodoro, won by six lengths last weekend. So that form is absolutely red hot Here and Now. If the ground softens up, if it goes worse than good, it'll be unknown for the horse. But if you want your form boosted and red hot, then I think it's fair to say Here and Now, that's a pretty solid run last time.
Yeah, that form looks very nice, doesn't it, at this point? And like you say, really well bred by Dan Zilly out of Look Here. So yeah, Here and Now, an interesting runner on the card there in the 3:40 at Salisbury. Let's move to Carlisle. We're going to look at three races on their card. We start in there 3 o'clock, which is the Cumberland Plate Handicap. A mile and three furlongs in front of them for this Class 4 handicap. A big field here as well. We've got 17 of them set to go to post. In fact, one of them is already a non-runner. That is Hollywood Road. So it leaves us with 16. Hopefully the 16 go, because then we get a quarter of the odds, 1, 2, 3 and 4, for what is a wide-open race. What do you like the look of?
Well, there's a few of them I marked out here, and they've already had half an inch of rain last night. So we're talking good ground at the moment. The threat of more to come. I'm pretty sure that Carlisle, if anyone looking at it today for tomorrow, should be looking at on ground good to soft. Hopefully not all the way to soft, but certainly with some dig in the ground. So to that end, I've marked out a few horses. One of them is the likely favourite, West Drive, up from Newmarket from Roger Varianjard. Won last time at Windsor 3 weeks ago, and that form's already been boosted. A couple of winners have already come out of that, including one yesterday at Chepstow. And that wasn't good to soft ground, so it should be similar sort of ground tomorrow. So West Drive is the one that makes obvious sort of appeal there. A couple of others, Swaheen, number 12, course and distance win a few weeks ago on similar ground to what will be tomorrow. It beat Rainbow Rebel last time. So it's a solid enough yardstick anyway for a race like that. And a couple of others, we'll have a look at number 9, Mukayem from the Tim Easterby Yard. This all does go well for David Allen. And he ran well at York last time, held up in a race where the winner took a bit of a reeling in on that occasion and possibly ridden a bit handier tomorrow. Could have a big chance. And talking of the Easterbys, Mick Easterby's got one in there as well. Tamayu's Magic. Hasn't shown anything at all yet, a couple of runs this season, but just get the feeling that a couple of runs will have sharpened him up at all. He gets in near the bottom of the handicap, and it'd be no surprise to see Tamayu's Magic a lot further forward tomorrow than he has been of late.
What's the pick out of those, and what would you go with?
Probably go for West Drive. Slightly the obvious one, I suppose, but it's a tricky little handicap, as in the bell later on. You don't often get these horses rated up to a maximum of 85, getting the chance to run for a £30,000 prize. So as a result, they all, if you've got a horse rated 81, 82, you want to be in the race. So there's only a £4 or £5 spread in the handicap for both these races. And I think West Drive makes up a little bit more to come.
All right, West Drive then for Roger Varian and Andrea Zerny, the selection in the 3 o'clock there. Let's move on to the next race on the card at Carlisle, the 3:30. It's the Carlisle Bell Handicap. Just over, well, it's almost eight. It's 7.5 furlongs, knocking on a mile here for this one. Class 4 handicap, and again a big field. We've got 17 of them declared for this race as well, so a similar story. Not the easiest puzzles to solve, these, so give us a few on your shortlist.
I've got a couple here, and there could be fair prices. Number one is 14 Boots and Spurs, who is very hit and miss, and the fact he got beaten last time is probably no bad thing, because there's every chance of him bouncing back as he's done before, and the likely softish ground tomorrow will play to his strengths. The other one takes a bit of explaining, but the horse is number 9, Silvery Moon, from Tim Easterby Yard. Something of a veteran now. But he goes well for David Allen, who hasn't been on for a while. And he's got a very good record here at this venue. Just get the feeling he's been in deeper races over the last few months. He's now come down the handicap, and he can actually now qualify for this race, a 0-85, for the first time since he won at the big Air Western meeting last year. It would be no surprise if there's money for this horse, and this has been the aim for a while. They've now managed to qualify him for the race. The ground's come right for him. He's a bit of a veteran now, but I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him certainly run a lot better tomorrow than he has done for a while.
And that's one at potentially decent odds there, a little bit outside the obvious in the shape of Silvery Moon. Yeah, he's back down to a mark of 84 now. He's won races at Air off 85 and such in the past, hasn't he? He's back to a mark he should be able to work at.
Yeah, it's a lower mark that he's had for a while. A couple of others maybe to note in there are Carnegio and World's as Oyster have both got first-time headgear in the race. Goring, not too sure if he wants this easy ground over this trip. I think it's good to soft ground over 7 furlongs be all right for him, but virtually at a mile, I think he might need faster ground. So at a price, I think Silvery Moon and Boots and Spurs could be a couple of players there.
All right, a couple to consider against the field then in the 3:30. And the final race we look at is the 4 o'clock at Carlisle. This is the Eternal Stakes, which is a fillies listed event for the 3-year-old fillies over just short of 7 furlongs. We've got a field of 11 set to go to post for this one. I suppose obvious starting point here would be Bletchley, who's highest rate of these. You look back through her 2-year-old form, she was second in an Albany. Real good 2-year-old form at the start of her campaign last year. Made a winning return as a 3-year-old up to this 7-furlong trip. She's probably the obvious starting point.
She is, yeah. This is a rare listed race at Carlisle, so plenty of big southern stables are up for it, and Bletchley will be the favourite, and deservedly so. Everything's in place for a big run. Finished last season on a bit of a low with a disappointing race at Ayr, but came back to form at Leicester on reappearance. Ground should be fairly similar tomorrow, same trip as well. Everything seems in place for a big run, and she's only had the 5 career runs as well, and considering, as you say, she was second at Royal Ascot last year and she went off favourite for the Cherry Hinton the following month, there should be more to come, and I think Bletchley will take a hell of a lot of beating there.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing her in action. Where's the main dangers in there then? Who would you be worried about if you were a Bletchley fan?
A couple of others. Assiduous Alexander's the top one. Not too sure where he's staying with that at the moment. Made comeback in the French Guineas last month, which was presumably a bit too hot for the horse. But she finished last season on a bit of a low, so we're not quite sure where we stand with that one at the moment. Wouldn't be surprised if the bottom one, Savannah Slew, at a big price outran her likely odds. Something to prove from a stamina point of view, but won over 6 furlongs here recently of a mark of 76 and does like soft ground. So there's a couple of these may not be suited if when the ground turns soft, and Savannah Slew could be okay. Bahamadan did win on easy ground last time at Leicester. I just had a slight concern if there was a bit of a draw bias in that race, and she may have been a little bit flattered by that performance.
Yeah, Yard going great guns still, aren't they? Yeah, Eve Johnson Horton,
Yard. Yeah, and she's bringing a bit of a party raid up to Carlisle tomorrow. She's got runners in the Plate and the Bell, and she's having a really good run of things. She's been in form now for the last 6 or 8 weeks and doing really well for herself, Eve is.
But the selection, Bletchley?
I think, yeah. Sorry to be boring about that one, but it's going to be Bletchley.
You can only find the winner.
Yeah.
Let's have a little bit of a quick summary then before you go, if you wouldn't mind. Let's just confirm these selections for anybody who wants to stick them together. On the Wednesday, just spin through us, list them off for us.
Well, the Salisbury race we're looking at here and now in the 3:40. Different ground probably to contend with, but I'm happy to go with that one. And 3 races at Carlisle, the 3 o'clock. I think probably just about West Drive for Roger Varian Yard. bit of each-way value in the 330, Silvery Moon, and possibly Boots and Spurs. There's punters like two there for their money. And the favourite, Bletchley, in the 4 o'clock, the Eternal Stakes will do for me.
Superb. Been a pleasure speaking to you, John. Good luck and enjoy it on Wednesday.
Thanks very much indeed.
There you go, the thoughts of John O'Connell on Wednesday's racing. Then you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Dave Kellner, Sam Turner and Ollie Pimlott, the team in the studio. As we've mentioned throughout the podcast, a good Wednesday to look forward to as well. Good day at Carlisle. Good racing at Salisbury as well on the flat. We've got jumping from Worcester in the afternoon and into the evening. Racing on the flat at Bath, all weather racing at Kempton, and a good card over in Ireland as well from Nace. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Wednesday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.